heaven.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is October 31st, 2012. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. My Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And I can tell a lot of you folks have been listening to the radio show on a consistent basis, especially this morning when I got this comment. We all heard about this particular woman. I don't even want to say her name to give her any notoriety, but she stood up in Georgetown and said how women need contraceptives. That's a civil
right. Oh, Sandra Flake?
Yes, Miss Flake.
Yeah, we know her.
She says equality. This is in an interview on the Cornell Daily Sun, means the ability to control your reproduction so that a career is a realistic goal and something that can be achieved and not derailed by a baby.
Yeah.
Unwanted children are barriers to success, but one of our listeners commented this.
No, say that again. Say that again, dude. The last thing she said.
Unwanted children are barriers to success.
Listen to that. Kill the fruit.
Yep.
Kill our guilt.
You don't want...
Kill our condemnation. Kill our disobedience before God when he said not to fornicate in the first place. Right. How about we... Prevention is better than cure. Then we don't have to kill the baby. How about we just obey God there, Sandra Flake?
And think about it. Her and her puppet masters that chime her or blow
She's
her
She's a plant.
Flute.
She is a bad plant.
And she... Listen to that
And she
mentality.
Will be uprooted.
You Amen. Get a government who promotes fornication, who promotes homosexuality... Then it goes through the education. Then the kids actually do it. And then all of a sudden we have these problems called unwanted pregnancies. So then we solicit the taxpayers
Who's teaching
again.
Them?
Well, yeah, we solicit the
Who's
taxpayers again yeah. to say, well, now we've got to pay for reproductive health for women. Instead of just going all the way back, like we talked when we had that gentleman who was running against Michelle Bachmann on our program, why don't we just teach abstinence in the first place?
Yeah.
Why isn't that taught? Wouldn't that progressively make everything better instead of having to deal with problem after problem after problem. One of our radio show listeners said, wonder if her parents felt the same way about her when she was born? Was she a barrier to their success? Well, they obviously had her.
Well, I can tell you right now, she's a barrier to America's success.
That's right. She's probably a barrier to her parents
right now. So what we
should
do is just let's get rid of her.
Yeah. Well,
let's just deal with her. Then we don't have to worry about,
You can't kill somebody. Oh, wait a minute. What is she advocating?
What is she advocating? That's right. That's exactly.
Killing somebody.
It's real simple. The easiest thing in the world to do is just simply read the Word of God. And this stuff is so easy to pick out. It's easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
The arrogance, the ignorance, the stupidity. The flakiness.
That's right.
The mental illness, because folks, when you look at these people, they're mentally ill, dude.
Yes,
she's not right in the head.
No.
I mean, she just isn't. And there's no
what they need.
There's no right way to say that, but right. The fact that she needs a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
How does that works great for the medical industry. So go ahead and take Sandra Flake out of the way for us, would you please?
I think it's
medical
industry. This infatuation of all the zombies nowadays. Now they just let zombies run around and walk and talk on TV programs. You know, when I grew up, my grandfather.
Well, that nobody watches for the most
exactly.
part. That's why they're going bankrupt.
That's
but
for
yeah,
sure. That's for sure. Or when they have meetings and.
Well, that's why they want to steal your money. That's why they have an administration
that
steals your money, because they're going bankrupt.
Yep.
They need to get their money from somebody, so the administration says, listen, just push our propaganda for you, and what we'll do is we'll steal their money, their taxpayers' money, and what we'll do is we'll reallocate the finances to you until my propaganda is pushed through, and then I have my way. And then at length, we all begin to destroy ourselves.
Yep. Because free enterprise.
Because they haven't figured that much out yet. They haven't studied history. They haven't looked to the past.
Free enterprise and love would never float the boat that they are trying to get us all to get on.
You're talking about real love.
I'm talking about real love, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you go back a step here when we were talking about this issue, one of our radio show listeners had enough common sense to see through this. See, folks, this is how you make progress. You keep your mouth open. You continue to speak on it. You will not be silenced, but then you act on it as well.
That's right.
And you reach the next generation. And then pretty soon everybody starts saying the same thing. And then, like when I worked with my grandfather, he would pump sewers. Where do you keep that stuff? In the sewer.
Yeah.
You keep it underground.
Yeah.
You don't bring the stuff from the sewer and put it out and say, hey, everybody needs to smell this. But people like Sandra
Fluke. That's what they do.
That's exactly what they do.
Immoralities.
They
yeah.
put the flukes on radio shows and they say, hey, everybody can smell this right now. They put an Obama in the White House and they say, hey, everybody can smell this
she's
right
not
now.
She's not going to survive the day.
Put them back out.
She
especially
really...
when people are liberty-minded and they know where they came from. And in this country, people do.
Well, amen for that, right?
Amen.
Amen. Interestingly enough, today I was doing a little homework and I found out the Washington reporters are actually saying that they're mystified as to the polling that's working on the behalf of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. They're mystified, friends. Where are they getting these numbers from? These reporters are asking, where are the pollsters getting these numbers from? Washington, D.C. reporters are saying that they are mystified as the numbers that Obama is receiving through the polls.
Payoffs.
Did you hear what I said? Well, we've been down this road 15 times. But folks, we're bumping up against it in 5 days. Okay? Washington reporters are mystified as to how Obama's doing so well in the polls. Due to the fact that we know that he can't fill arenas. Due to the fact that we know that 70% of his Twitter account is completely contrived. Folks, it's time to wake up. When reporters are saying that they're mystified that Obama's doing so well in the polls, folks, I've yet to meet these people that are actually voting for this criminal.
Yeah.
You have Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to hit up on a bunch of topics, so stay with us. We're going to talk about Benghazi really quick. It's great stuff. By the way, maybe I can give these guys, these reporters that are mystified, the answer. Former CIA Director William Colby said this, the CIA owns every one of significance in the...
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy
copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to be a part of the show, you know how many calls we can usually get in. That's one or two max. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, right before the break, I was talking about how the Washington reporters are publicly sharing, which is rather bizarre, when a reporter gets on the airwaves and starts talking about how they're mystified. And what are they mystified about? They're mystified that Obama's doing so well in the polls. They don't know where these numbers are coming from, friends. And I said right before we cut out, I think it cut off on us there, sorry about that. Former CIA Director William Colby said, the CIA owns every one of any significance in the major media. We've talked about the media so much, yep. Friends. It's bought and paid for. I'll say it again. Former CIA Director William Colby said, the CIA owns every one of any significance in the major media. Well, I think it's pretty bizarre that all these pollsters, they must be taking them where? Inside the White House, you suppose? Ten out of ten are for Obama that are in the White House. I wonder if that's even true.
Well, I can say as the days get closer and closer, there are numerous Democrats coming out against this president.
As a matter of fact, let me give you one right now. His name is Pat Caddell. And at least this man is being honest. Listen, I'm always looking for the righteousness, the truth, and the goodness that we can find that only comes from Christ. But Pat Caddell had a little in him. And I want you to hear this really quick, friends. And what he's talking about is condemning the media in Obamanation is really what it is, but yes. Whatever comes out, we'll just go with
this
it.
This guy worked for Jimmy Carter. He worked in that administration.
Yeah.
But here's the problem with liberals, you know, even sincere liberals. It gets to a point where they don't understand the people that they're playing with want to destroy America. And I believe there's some of these guys who love the public library. They go there and read the papers. They got their square glasses. And they're liberals, and they really think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But they team up with people like Obama that want to destroy America. And
well, then how do you just call them liberals?
People.
Why don't you just call them for what they are? They're criminals.
That's right.
If somebody knowingly violates the Constitution, the laws of our republic, that's called crime.
Yep.
1 John 3:4, Christians. That's called crime. So why do we call them liberals and socialists? Mm-hmm. Let's just call them for what they are.
Yeah.
They're communists. They're criminals. They're anti-Americans.
Yeah.
Let's put them in the category as to where they belong, because that's what they are.
You've got people like Pat Caddell that are semi-truthful. because they can call a spade, and even if their side is on the losing, they'll at least admit, you know what, this is wrong. But they join forces with radicals like Obama, who merely use them because
That's
they're
right.
useful idiots.
And this guy came to the light a little bit, and
exactly.
he started to expose what was going on inside of his heart. But I thought that was rather amazing that he was even being this honest about it.
Yeah.
But I'll let you folks listen to it for yourselves. You decide.
Pat, I mean, do you agree? I mean, I think we've got some screens of the New York Times. It just comes out that the CIA operative on the ground asked for help three times. The New York Times doesn't cover it. I think there's a front page from yesterday and the front page from today. They don't even mention it.
They have been in the tank on this in a way I've never seen. CBS, days after the president, in fact, told them he knew there was an attack. I am appalled right now. This White House, this president, this vice president, the Secretary of State, all of them are willing, apparently, to dishonor themselves in this country for the cheap prospect of getting reelected, willing to cover up and lie. And the worst thing is, the very people who are supposed to protect the American people from the truth, the leading mainstream media, and I said in a speech a week ago, and I, because I'm stunned, I've never seen on an issue of national security like this, but I will tell you this, I said it then, they have become a fundamental threat to American democracy
yep.
and the enemies of the American people. What
Good
we saw
him.
Tonight, what I saw with Ty Wood's father and family, and the outrage I feel for my country, and the shame, that these people have no honor. And when will people finally say it? Cover up is too nice a word. And the media is the one of this worst one. This president didn't care enough to stay in the White House and, quote, find out what was going on the next day.
After the rescue teams.
The rescue teams. Look, now I know why he didn't meet with his national security advisor and why he got on a plane and went to a fundraiser. An act, if any president, Democrat or Republican, prior to this had done, while the consulate was smoldering, would have been crucified.
That's right. And impeached and gotten rid of.
Listen to this guy. Incredible.
This is a liberal telling conservatives what the deal is.
When
here.
You have a liberal, as you call him, warning mm-hmm. the American people of one of his own that this is a danger to the fundamental principles of who we are as a country, what he's saying in essence, friends, is this is treason. You have an individual in the White House who is foreign to our Constitution, and he's governing against you on a daily basis, that he's willing to see your own get killed, namely your SEALs. The Stevens guy, by the way, we'll get to him in just a minute. I have zero to no compassion for him whatsoever for what he was doing in Benghazi. But you have one telling on his own. And that just doesn't happen with criminals. They don't usually do that.
You know,
they cover for each other.
And the point is, it's gotten to the point where one of their own has to call them out because of those that are supposed to be American and supposed to stand against this type of tyranny have stood by and did nothing.
Yeah.
And so now they're being lectured by the other
yeah.
side.
Well, here's another point. Just think about this. Those that leak the crimes of this administration are being called out by the criminals, Eric Holder and President Barack Hussein Obama, and being tried as spies for letting the American people know that they are breaking the laws of our republic.
He said it best.
I don't know what else to say.
He said any other administration in years past would have been crucified for this.
Yeah.
They would have been impeached. They would have lost their job after the first international scandal called Fast and Furious. Now this administration is juggling two international scandals.
Yeah, let me get to another point before we jump over to that. Obama fired Admiral Charles Gauetti, commander of the USS John Stennis aircraft carrier strike group in the Mediterranean, for moving the fleet closer to Libya during the Benghazi consulate attack and launching armed aircraft to orbit for close air support. Also fired was General Carter Ham, commander of African Command, for preparing ground forces to go into Libya to protect the consulate.
Doing their job.
Yeah, yeah. These officers had received messages that this was a terrorist attack and were reacting accordingly. Deceiver-in-Chief President Barack Hussein Obama's conscious decision to do nothing because of political concerns was a disgrace to all who defend or have defended our country. He will never be respected by our military. But he is tolerated by the American people.
Mm-hmm. While our military bleeds.
Yeah. As our military bleeds, our front line bleeds, our brothers and our sisters bleed and die and fight. to ratify the Constitution that America doesn't enforce. And I'll tell you how you don't enforce it is you tolerate the crime that's going on against you by this administration. Against you, America. Well, as long as they're firing the good guys in our military, at least we know now what's going on. Yeah. Just like I was talking about yesterday, Hitler would begin to eradicate anybody that was a political opponent within his own administration. And that just took him a little while. And keep in mind, he only killed 6 to 12 million of his own people before he killed 6 to 12 million Jews. Don't forget about that, folks. And that's exactly what this man is doing in office. But let me remind you, Americans, for all those that are comfy and are going to go home and watch the football game or the hockey game or whatever the case might be, the baseball game, just keep in mind that while you're enjoying yourself and entertaining yourself to death, you're losing your country on a daily basis. You have reporters that are mystified as to the numbers that this administration has in polling because the mystification comes from the fact that it's all contrived. That's why. This guy doesn't have a chance in heaven or in hell where he's going. He doesn't have the support. He doesn't have the numbers, friends. But he does have a bunch of media whores that will play the Joseph Goebbels on his behalf. Mm-hmm. He does have them. Oh, I will say this, too. It's interesting. I just seen yesterday on WorldNet Daily who is supporting for Obama and who is illegally voting for Obama is 600 Muslims. And they polled these Muslims and they asked them who they were voting for. Guess who they were voting for, friends? Duh. Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Best friends with Muslim Brotherhood, friends. Your enemies. Down with the infidels. You are the infidels. Right? They asked them what they thought of people that would stand against a Sharia law. The Muslims that were voting for Obama said they need to be criminally charged and executed. Huh. Enjoy that football game, friends. Enjoy that football game. Let's get over to Mr. Glenn Beck. He had said something. Folks, I just want to make real clear. How do I say this, Jake? I'm glad Glenn's there for the people that he lets in. I'm glad Glenn Beck is there for the people that he lets in. He brings in the David Bartons, the Elvedi Kings. That's what I'm talking about.
And he's the only one that
does. But when he talks, there's confusion a lot of times, and sometimes it gets a little weird. That's my opinion. I'm not capping on him. That's just my take. Folks, we're going to get this right next after this break. This is pretty astonishing stuff. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Vote for radio.
You know, right now, so many people are trying to get themselves elected. Not a day goes by I don't see a billboard, or get a mailer, or a flyer, or receive a phone call from a politician of some sort. All politicians have something to say, so why don't they say it? That's right, say it, here on the radio. That way, voters could hear the emotion in their voices and hear the passion they might have to serve the public as an elected official. You know what, politicians and campaign managers? Radio can do that for you. Here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, you can target voters with an affordable radio campaign that might help you get elected by using a medium where your competition may not be. Radio. And advertising on GCN is more affordable than you might think. Learn more. Visit GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com. That's advertise@GCNLive.com. Vote for radio.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, when I'm talking about Beck, I'm in no wise trying to demean him. I'm not, because I'm glad he's there. I just don't like when he starts to preach the word, because it's like, dude, you get a little weird there. You don't know what you're talking about. We're supposed to preach the word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept. That's it. And I'm glad that he opens the doors to the people that he does, the David Bartons, the Alveda Kings, those guys. That's great stuff that he gets out there. David Barton, the historian, wall builders. Just great stuff. But Beck said this. This was my point, because I don't want to try to form someone's opinion on Beck, because I'm glad he's there. Beck said this just the other day. He said, this president is lying to you about Benghazi in such a spectacular fashion that I believe people will go to prison. They would if the American people to rise up on him. He said, this is impeachable. The president might go to prison for this one, he said, Beck. Glenn Beck did. What's happening in Benghazi is so far beyond lying, it is staggering. Yeah, it's criminal. Let's just call it again for what it is. Why is it that conservatives won't call a ace for an ace and a spade for a spade? It's criminal. It's treason. Yeah? Can we say that?
Yeah,
Let's get out this liberal thing and this socialist thing. They're criminals. Just call it criminal. They're lawbreakers. This is Benedict Arnold stuff, friends, on steroids. Beck goes on, he said, I told you that Ambassador Stevens, the ambassador that was killed, he was sodomized and killed over there. Beck said, I told you that Ambassador Stevens was involved in running guns. And he was running guns to Al-Qaeda in Libya. Who's financing that? The guy in the White House.
That's right.
Is financing the ones that supposedly attacked America on September 11th, 2000. What was that date? Yeah, it was 2001, wasn't it? This is the guy that's in the White House now that's running guns to your enemy's friends through Ambassador Stevens, who was killed. Why don't you put two and two together, friends? It doesn't take a genius to figure out he ain't your friend. Ambassador Stevens was involved in running guns, said Glenn Beck, and he was running guns to Al-Qaeda in Libya, and he was running guns through Turkey into Syria. Now, can I just go back a little bit? Because here comes another I told you so. Didn't I tell you, friends, that because Fast and Furious wasn't dealt with, that it's going to happen again? And simultaneously, what was going on? Putting guns into criminals' hands, drug smugglers. 300 Mexicans were killed by this president and this Department of Justice, only to blame you, the American people. And everybody knows this. You already know this. But now to find out that Ambassador Stevens, who I have no compassion for whatsoever, he got his due, didn't he, friends? Mm-hmm. You reap what you sow.
Play with criminals?
Yes, he did. And he was busted for it. Just think how many of our military are over there that are inadvertently supporting this kind of stuff, right, and they don't even know it.
Yep. He's the clown.
And this is, remember Henry Kissinger, friends, said that our military men are dumb animals, dumb, stupid animals, only to be used for foreign policy. I didn't say it. He said it. They're just telling on themselves. Glenn Beck goes on and says, this is why the White House is covering up Benghazi, because our ambassador was killed by guys who are running guns to, and we are still running guns to today. How come everybody's just talking about the storm? I know it's a big deal. I really do. And with all due respect, I'm going to stay there. I'm not going to take anything away that's your due over there on the East Coast. God forbid. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But how come all of a sudden all the media outlets are just talking about the storm? That's it. Just nothing but the storm. Go to all the media outlets. What about Benghazi? Nothing. Why? Because they don't want to talk about it. The storm was convenient, wasn't it? I thought this was interesting, friends. You might want to know this. We all know that Obama, President Barack Hussein Obama, is using a communist slogan called Forward. When I was at the RNC in Tampa, Florida, me and Jake saw that MSNBC slogan was Lean Forward. And lo and behold, Obama, MSNBC, and now FEMA's slogans are all Lean Forward. What a coincidence. No, this is common sense.
Yep. Same playbook.
It's the same playbook. History's repeating itself again, friends. Oh, my goodness. Why? Because America refuses to listen to God's Ten Commandments. Remember, he said that if you refuse to hearken, listen carefully to my commandments, then this is what I'm going to do. As you walk contrary to me, I'm going to walk contrary to you, saith the Lord. What is everybody saying? Why is this administration at war with the American people? Why is this administration governing against the will of the people? Because God said that that's exactly what he would do. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy that I will appoint a king over you that hates you, that neither you nor your fathers knew. You have an administration that advocates Islam, and you better not talk about the prophet. But it's okay to condemn Christianity even out of the devil's own mouth, right? Oh, well, whatever we were or we once were, we're no longer a Christian nation. That's what you think, dog. During his remarks on Tuesday about Hurricane Sandy, President Obama made a curious remark that will surely strike some as interesting. While talking about how he's instructed federal agencies to cut through red tape when it comes to helping victims of the storm, he uttered the slogan of liberal cable, criminal cable channel MSNBC, who admits it, by the way, and even his own campaign, Lean Forward. It should be noted that Leaning Forward seems to be part of FEMA's official slogan, too. Matter of fact, check out this report filed 2012, the state of FEMA, Leaning Forward. Remember what Mr. Roosevelt said back in the 30s? If anything happens in politics, you can bet it was planned that way. You better bet your bottom dollar, friends. You know, we see all these governors now, you know, Christie and these other guys, Bloomberg and these other guys over on the East Coast. All these governors just, they're so concerned about the people. They just love them so much, and they're in the trenches with them. And for the most part, good for them. That's what they should do. But they're not the answer. They're not the answer. Let me tell you what's going on there, friends, in a lot of cases. On the East Coast, all these cities that are destroyed need to be rebuilt again, don't they? So what do you think a lot of these governors are looking for?
Don't let a good emergency go to waste.
Yeah, and guess what? They have to rebuild again, don't they? So what do you think a lot of these governors are in the trenches for? Oh, hey, friends, don't even put it past me to put a question mark on what I'm telling you right now. Because if not, you better get your head out of the sand. What do you think these governors are looking for, Jake? Hey, I know this guy that he's a construction owner, and I know this guy who does this, and he does highway construction, and hey, I know this home builder over here, and guess who's kissing up to the governor? Oh, this storm was great. Hey, governor, can I get the contract? Oh, Bradley, you're crazy, out of your mind. Really? Really? What happened over in Iraq with Halliburton? Oh, my goodness, was that a convenient contract indeed for the vice president, Mr. Cheney, wasn't it? Oh, he was just right on the scene. He gets the contract for the Iraqians, right? Oh, man. Was that planned, you think? No.
Just happened.
Come on, Bradley.
Coincidence?
You're losing your crackers, dude. No. Foxes in the chicken coop looking for some deals to be made so I can stay in power. I mean, we all know construction across the United States is pretty much within its quarters all upright. I mean, it's not mob-owned. I mean, what would you be thinking? Isn't that a great point?
And insurance companies.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
No, I wonder.
Well, they suck the insurance companies dry.
Yeah, well, what happens is when you build a bureaucracy through money and power, and insurance companies are right on top of that heap, and then you have construction companies that are massive and they become corporatized. Any major corporation does this sort of thing. Then you got hanky-panky going on in politics because they want to go after the power.
Lots of money, isn't there, Jake?
Longevity in what they're doing.
Will you finance my next campaign for me, please? I'll give you the contract, but you have to do this first.
That's right. Controls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Always controls. That's why the states are better left.
Got to jump to the next point because we got so much to talk about. PETA, that whacked organization, folks, talking about the mentally ill again. On the behalf of PETA, an Irvine woman is asking the city to erect a memorial at the street corner where 1,600 pounds of live fish died this month when a container truck was involved in a three-vehicle crash. The fish, the Orange County Register reported, were being hauled to a Ranch 99 market, an Asian supermarket. Hundreds of fish perished in this accident, suffocating slowly on the roadway, she said. The proposed sign commemorating and memorializing the dead fish would also remind tractor trailer drivers of their responsibility to the thousands of animals who are hauled off to their deaths every day. Who eats those, you whack job? Do you eat chicken, those that work for PETA? Do you eat fish, those that work for PETA? Do you eat beef, those that work for PETA? Because if you do, you are just as guilty as everybody else. And by the way, God created those animals to feed your body, to nourish them. You mentally ill whacks.
Well said.
Thank you.
So the city
By the way, PETA wants a memorial for fish. 68 people have died on the East Coast. They've said nothing about the dead on the East Coast. They just want memorials for the dead fish.
Yep.
Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Wow, wow. Speaking of the wax over at PETA, PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has finally found a controversial billboard not to its fancy. While loudly complaining about the unethical treatment of animals by restaurant owners, grocers, farmers, scientists, hunters, and countless other Americans.
Normal people.
Yep, PETA has been hiding its own dirty little secret. PETA kills animals and visitors to New York's famed Times Square during the month of May saw a 60 by 60 foot billboard carrying that message. According to the nonprofit Center for the Consumer Freedom, CCF, which sponsored the billboard, PETA has a longstanding practice of killing thousands of dogs, cats, and other animals at its Norfolk, Virginia headquarters. Just like any other thing a communist does.
Yeah.
They accuse you of what they're guilty
what they're
of. Yes. They accuse you of what they're guilty of doing, friends. And by the way, everything that comes out of this administration, they're hook, line, and sinker with this mentality. So, all right. Tomb of the Unknown guarded during Hurricane Sandy. Despite Hurricane Sandy, we brought this up 3 days in a row, but it's worth repeating because it's our boys out there on the front line that serve we, the people. Our military. Now, despite Hurricane Sandy, the soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier maintained their vigil. The Old Guard, the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Regiment, a group of soldiers known as the Sentinels, has kept a continuous watch over the site in Northern Virginia since 1948 without missing a second. Whoo! Thank you, guys. Captain Owen Couch, commander of the HHC, 4th Battalion, 3rd Infantry Regiment, sir, says the Army won't risk the life of a soldier to guard the tomb, but so far the Old Guard has never abandoned the watch, despite miserable conditions, including last year's Hurricane Irene and the 2010 snowstorm that paralyzed Washington. Koch said, miserable is what we signed up to do as infantrymen. They do it every day in the heat of the summer and the dead of winter. I expect we'll be able to keep soldiers out there the whole time. Wow. Thank you, guys. Just wanted to give you guys a high five and say thank God for every one of you. We stand behind you and what you do. Sean in Iowa, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
We're doing good, man. Aren't you the guy that called in yesterday and talked to us?
Of course, man. I like calling you guys.
Well, thank you.
Well, hey, you know, you get me fired up every day. And here's what I'm fired up about. What are we supposed to do about this clown? I mean, we need to impeach him, but I mean, you can't do that, right? It takes an act of Congress, if I'm not mistaken.
It does. It requires an act of Congress, but it starts with us because we let Congress know. But I'll say this. This guy, we have 6 days before the election. He's being sued right now in courts across this country by people on his individual capacity. Impeaching him at this point is not going to be enough. The criminal charges from the families of the killed victims, of the Marines, of the Navy SEALs, of Fast and Furious, all of these things need to collectively come together, and this guy needs to get blasted. And then parameters need to be set for all the people that covered for him. Cause
that's right.
They'll use him as a fall guy and say, what an idiot. You know, get him out of here. We'll never have another Obama. Get everybody that covered for him. Because then people will fear to cover for this clown because plenty of people know what he's doing. They know full well what he's doing.
But they're not doing nothing about it, and nobody will do anything about it because you'd be called a racist.
But you know what? Who cares?
That's
Sean,
right.
Yeah,
you
I,
got
no,
it.
I don't. No, you, me and you are on the same page here, brother.
Yeah.
I don't care. But here's the thing. And this is where we disagree. I believe, you know, if the government's not doing what we said, they're going to come in, it's going to be too late. They're going to take our guns, and then under a national security thing, they're going to take your guns, and then we can't do nothing about it. Now, you guys have told me before that it's not our job to take up arms. The militia is a part of the state's rights, but that's... But if that's the case, then the Second Amendment means nothing to me.
That was the whole purpose. Right,
and
Sean.
Then it's for a shotgun.
Well, here's the deal. And we need to be careful because we're talking about everything that we do. We want to make sure we do it lawfully. The whole purpose of the Second Amendment in Article 2 of the Bill of Rights was to protect the people from its government if it got out of hand. George Washington said that it's the people's liberty teeth. And it is. You know what? Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own citizens with guns, first and foremost. And if people look at that, the fact in the 20th century alone, 56 million people were murdered under the guise of gun control. Yeah. That's what people need to know. And when the government fears the people, you have liberty. And it's proper for the government to fear the people lawfully. And when that's gone, everything else is gone. Now, I just heard today... Again, I was speaking about Beck earlier. I listened to him for a minute today, and I was kind of scanning around, and he had the NRA president online with him. And he's predicting that what will happen is Obama will deceive the people, win the election, and he's predicting that gun sales are going to skyrocket again, off the boards, incomprehensible numbers. That's what he's saying right now. And I think he's totally in error, but that's just my opinion. But I also know that this man isn't going to relinquish his position or forfeit it for anybody. That's not what he's made out of. He's a dictator, tyrant, wannabe. That's what he is. And when the American people put them people in check and hold them accountable, just like what Jake was saying, we're going to win the day. And we need to keep the pressure on and hold every one of their feet to the fire individually and corporately. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we're going to win the day. They are not above the law, and yet they act like a bunch of demigods. And when the American people figure that out, Sean, it's all over for crime in government.
Well, how is it over, though? They're going to keep doing it unless we take up and go and get them.
Well, let me ask you the question, Sean, and I say this because I know who you are. I want to ask you respectively. Do you have more faith in what the criminals do in government, or do you have more faith in God and the righteous in the land to deal with the criminals?
I have faith in God, and I believe he's judging this country right
now. You're absolutely right.
And that is what this guy is all about. Hey, look at the kings of the Old Testament, man. They kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse because God was judging them.
Mm-hmm.
that it is not our job as citizens to go in and take up arms against the government unless they come in and illegally shoot us up. But that's not going to happen because, first of all, as soon as there is martial law land-wide, the United States-wide, you know darn good and well they're going to want to come and get all the guns that they can get.
Well, they're already
working. When they do that, then what are we going to fight with, rocks?
No. Here's the deal. If Obama's reelected, let me just say it this way. America deserves what it gets. Okay?
Amen, brother.
Okay, but let me say this, too. Stalin, back in the 20s, he said, quote, unquote, the only way that I could have killed, he killed millions and millions and millions and millions of his own people. Let's leave it on this platform right here because I think this is good. He said that the only way that I could have did what I did, as in killing millions of his own people, is the fact that they forfeited their guns at the door. They gave him their guns. What happens to a nation that doesn't do that? Well, we're about to find that out, aren't we?
That's right.
Yes, we are, brother.
Amen.
And Sean,
what's that?
Do you have guns?
Hey, listen.
I'm an American, baby.
Yes, I am. That's exactly right, brother from another mother. Sean, I got to fly. Thank you for your call again.
Buddy.
And thank you for calling yesterday, too, man. I really do appreciate you. Aside of that, I was going to talk about the Halloween origins really quick. They date. Oh, really? Folks, here's Halloween, trick or treat. This is, in a nutshell, what it's about. It's called Sowin. Just so you understand, tonight you should be dropping tracks into those little kiddies' bags that are, you know, coming around trick-or-treating dressed up like devils and ghouls and so on and so forth and witches and warlocks. You need to understand that Halloween is about trick-or-treat. In other words, when they're knocking on your door, they're saying trick-or-treat. In other words, give me something in your possession or else I'm going to put a curse on your house. It's satanic and it's demonic. Don't fall for it, okay? Drop tracks, preach the gospel to those little people, and ask the dads and moms, what in the heck are you teaching your kids? Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. 23 hours. Ready? In 10 seconds, click. All right. We'll set the timer. 3, 2, 1, 23 hours. We'll talk to you then, man. We promise. Don't go anywhere, okay?
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons. The sons of liberty.
Silver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.